It's not the first time in recent times that we've had this type of crude, indiscriminate device being placed in the post. And it's only due to the vigilance of the staff locally that has prevented it getting to its destination. But it just shows that those responsible for that type of attack bear no regard or responsibility for the damage it could do to innocent people working in Derry.
Now, thankfully, the workers are back to normal today. But as you said there, it's not the first time this has happened. How do we put a stop to this?
Well, you keep standing up to this type of activity and condemning it. It disrupts not just all the citizens of Derry in terms of the postal work that goes on that affects everybody in the city, but it also puts in danger the lives of the people who work in the sorting office itself. So it has to be condemned outright. And I would appeal for anyone who gets similar types of envelopes in the post just to be vigilant, because it is something that, as you say, has happened in the past. We want to see an end to it, and we want those responsible to realise that this type of indiscriminate attack is simply not on.
Just a few days ago, a couple of hundred yards away from this sorting office in Guildhall Square, we had US President Bill Clinton bringing a positive message to Derry, saying that we must finish what we started. But just a few days later, we have an incident like this.
That's right. President Clinton came and spoke about all the positive things that Derry has done in terms of shaping the peace process. And he spoke about wanting to finish the job for the benefit of all the young people in our city and throughout the island. Those people that were responsible for this type of incident this morning are people who are wanting to hold us to the past.